Rarely has mankind hesitated to eradicate the creatures that stand in the path of his conquest. If we find ritual extirpation, undesirable
things, odors from another world.
The rest must be destroyed.
Is it possible that our dark past?
Watch them and pray.
Goo readings, ladies, gentlemen, government agents, especially the ones monitoring us in the vans outside of our homes, and anyone who might be listening. This is Close Encounters of the Podcast Kind. I am your host, Tasker, and we have Nick.
You don't get to say my name.
Oh, really?
Look, just because you got to do a solo episode last week, don't think that I don't listen to that shit, all right?
I kind of expected you wouldn't, but...
Do you know what this is? You hear that?
What is that, your shopping list?
No, this is a piece of paper with rebuttals to some of the things that you said last week.
That's right. I do believe there were a couple slanderous things, I think is what you might view them as.
Yes, and I am liable to sue, but I'm not going to. Instead, I'm going to rebut on recording right now, okay?
Okay. All right, what do you have?
First and foremost... look, you, in the beginning of the episode, you could have told them anything. You could have said, where was Nick? He was abducted by aliens. He was abducted by an Amazonian tribe and is being forced to impregnate all of them. You could have literally said anything, but you decided to tell the people a falsity that I went to go get a certain vaccine. After all the bullshit that I have told them, saying how I'm not going to get one, and you put it in their heads saying, oh, Nick just was like, fuck you all. He's going to go get a vaccine and get microchipped.
Oh, so you're upset that I blew your cover. Is that what's going on here?
That you falsely did it because I did not get the vaccine. I will not get the vaccine. And to tell them anything otherwise, like you did, is slanderous and it's dangerous. I would have much rather you told them that I was sick with the man flu, aka AIDS, than me going to get the fucking vaccine.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Yes, the man flu.
Wow. That's quite a rebuttal. Of course, everybody, you should definitely get your vaccine so we can get back to normal. Don't listen to Nick. Your arm's not going to blow up like he said the other episode.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it. You just got your second dose, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you look, man, you've been not feeling great. You got microchipped. Guess what? It has to. Congratulations, man. There's one more way that they can find you.
Oh, man. Well, and that's what's funny about it, because I had like the standard like sore arm symptoms, but I ended up like I'm actually sick while we're recording this right now. I'm like so dosed up on like whatever natural remedies I could to be able to record this. But yeah, right when I got my vaccine, I got sick. So I don't know. What's your opinion on that, Nick?
What do you think my opinion is on that?
Is that the microchip making its way through my sinuses?
Look, what's happening is now that you have this chip inside your body, they can literally flip a switch and millions of people around the world will now be sick. They can be called upon like Manchurian candidates to kill people for the government. And 5G is not helping at all, by the way, with this whole fucking thing, dude. Like, you think that the microchips are being controlled just by a switch? No, they can also be controlled with sound waves through the 5G towers. If in your guys' cities, tear down the towers, all right? I want you all to get together and break the 5G towers.
It's good to have you back, Nick.
I'm frustrated, all right? And that was just the first thing on my list.
Well, I don't want to take away from all the work you put in. What else is on there?
The second thing was another slanderous, maybe true thing that you said about me, but still, you don't have to tell the whole goddamn internet that, yeah, maybe sometimes I jerk off to horror movies. It's not my fault.
I mean, if we're playing on the defense, there are some very attractive people that work in those films.
Look, let's look at this rationally. I like slasher movies, okay? What do slasher movies have? Naked chicks and gore. What gets Nick hard? Naked chicks and gore. So when you put the two things together, yeah, in the safety of my own home, maybe yeah, maybe I'll reach for the Kleenex box, but you didn't have to go and tell the whole fucking internet about it.
I'm sure there's plenty of communities that are that would agree with you.
I have three more points on this list. I will go over them quickly. They are not against me, but they are things that in general that you brought up that I have a problem with.
All right. I'm going to pop in a Hall's throat lozenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your throat all loosened up for this fucking mouth bang you're about to get.
All right. What you got?
You had to sneak Japanese shit into your episode, right? And not only that, but you mentioned that game again. What was that game? Omori? You mentioned it again.
That was in the first paragraph, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. What the fuck's your problem? You're bringing up Japanese stuff more than me bringing up reptilian stuff, and that's saying something.
It was relevant. I'm sorry. It fit the subject.
Anything can fit any subject. It doesn't mean you can just squeeze it in there.
I understand. It worked.
All right, next up on my list, graphs. You literally, I know it was called the Professor Tasker Show, but you literally started talking about x-axes and diagonal lines, and you may as well have brought up the Pythagorean theorem and talked about how to find the missing fucking side of a triangle, bro. What was that?
Wow, dude, was that the part of the episode where you started hitting the skip 15 seconds over and over?
Yes, because I got out of school to not deal with that shit anymore.
I didn't even think about that. I guess that would be pretty offensive to you, huh?
And it's not because I'm stupid. Well, I mean, that's part of it, but it's because I slacked off in high school strictly to avoid anything to do with graphs. And then I find a nice, peaceful podcast where I can talk about the truth and I can bring the truth to the people. And then all of a sudden, the one day that I'm gone, graphs, man, it's like eighth grade all over again.
You walk away for one day and suddenly in your house it's nothing but anime graphs and jerking off to Bloody Horror.
Yeah, so that was good. Okay, here's my last point. Near the end of the episode, you make a comparison between sex dolls and necrophilia. Where do you get off? Where the fuck do you get off saying that people can't have sex with sex dolls because in your weird Freudian twisted mind, you think that it has to do with necrophilia? Just because they sit there all still and stuff doesn't mean that I want to fuck a dead body.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we've all been in situations where we've fucked things we shouldn't have, certain inanimate objects, because, you know, we've all been in those situations before, and I can see why, you know, somebody who has the money to shell out would want to buy a full, like, there's a logic to it. Absolutely. It's better to fuck a doll that looks human than, you know, a piece of fucking toilet paper that you stuffed with sponges. But does that work? I don't know. I've never tried it.
I couldn't tell you. I'm not the type of dude to have sex with toilet paper.
No, I just buy a fleshlight.
Or that. But see, then what's okay? But then, like, using your logic, right? If I buy a fleshlight, then you're saying that people who have sex with fleshlights want to cut out a lady's vagina and have sex with it.
No, the logic is that with a actual full size, like 100% accurate life doll, it looks like it is a full human body thing. Like, I feel like, and there's like a weird dead face on it. Like, I don't, that's weird to me. Like, I don't know. I feel like, if I'm going to put myself in the situation here, if somebody were to donate one to me,
used?
Yeah, of course. No, not used, but no, I would throw that shit away. That's a fucking health hazard, but a waste, and it'd be a goddamn shame because those things are a couple $1,000s. But no, would I use it? Absolutely. I'm only a man, but would I feel weird about it? Yeah.
I think you should only feel weird about it if you're like having sex with it and it's like you're like choking it like with a rope, or if you're like stabbing it.
Actively stabbing it.
Yeah. Then I think that's a problem. But I think the innate act is not a problem.
Okay. Well, this is the one point I'll say, okay, maybe.
Oh, but the rest of the points are fine. The rest of them were fine. Everything I went over with was fine. Okay.
I stand by it. I stand by it.
Okay. No, well, look, I'm glad your solo episode's doing well. Congratulations. Thank you. I just know that I was offended multiple times while listening to it.
Right. See, now you know how it feels. Be offended.
At least I don't attack you personally. I didn't attack you personally during any. Yeah, I said a bunch of weird shit, but, you know, I say it because, you know, some Pokemon are hot. Fucking sue me.
Well, I'm glad it was, we'll say, a enlightening listen, maybe.
Yes, I will congratulate you on the fact that the Uncanny Valley topic was a good choice. It is a creepy subject. You covered right. it well. I just think it could have done without maybe the graphs and the Japanese stuff and the fucking... All right, let's just move on. I've said my piece. Everybody knows how I feel now.
Yeah, I was going to say, then there you go, man. Just don't get sick again because then it's good because next time we're doing pie charts.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's where I draw the line. This is not a business meeting. All right.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Planning the podcast during the podcast. We're pretty famous for that.
Yeah, absolutely. but it is good to be back on the air with all of you peeps, even with Tasker. It's good to be back with him. And you know, I know you missed me. And I wish it was reciprocated.
It was kind of funny. I feel like when I listen back to the solo episode, I'm like, I definitely do sound a little sad to be by myself. So it's good to have the ecosystem back.
Yes. Yes. It is nice to be back in the nice, warm, you know, the nice, cuddly, like energy giving experience that you and I have. But to commemorate that, I think we should talk about our horoscopes.
Very, very true, because this is a subject that passions are going to be high. So we really got to make sure that we got to see what the stars have to say for how this episode's going to turn out, because I feel like this is going to be a landmark one, possibly.
Yes, because I think that this is going to be an episode where both of us agree for the most part. So it's just going to be a lot of hate towards the government.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel like that's why a lot of people come here to begin with. So this is what you've been waiting for. Here you go.
The South will rise again.
No. All right. Who should go first?
You go first. I think I went first last time.
Okay. Let's see. Just because your emotions are reserved or somber today doesn't mean you shouldn't share them with others. Work through difficulties by processing your feelings and running them by someone close. Keep your interactions limited to just one person at a time so you don't get overshadowed by a third party who wants to get their opinion in at the same time. I mean, yeah, I'm sinus infection, so I guess. But work through your difficulties. I mean, I just have a lot of work to do. It's not too bad.
Maybe it's warning you just in case new opportunities arise, not to take them on in case it's overbearing.
Okay, well, that's actually some good advice. I'll definitely keep that in consideration. And today's star rating: sex is a 4 out of 5, hustle is a 2 out of 5, vibe is a 4 out of 5, and success is a 3 out of 5.
Nice. I'd say those are relevant stars for a Sunday.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? I mean, sex is a 4 out of 5 despite being sick. I mean, is this a normal thing, or am I just weird? But I feel like whenever I have like some sort of illness, like it takes longer to nut. Is that like a normal thing, or am I just like weird?
I think it's normal. I'm pretty much the same way, just because I think there's less sensation in general. You're kind of not all there mentally, and half a nutting is being there mentally. So
true. Yeah. And your body's too busy trying to fix itself than it is to like get off. It's like, okay, that's great. We dig it, but there's kind of some more pressing matters here. So your nut can wait a little bit longer. So it's like, I got to last 45 seconds instead of 30.
Hey, there you go. See, look, incremental marginal positivity. Good.
It's a bonus, man. I'll take it. I love it. All right. What you got?
Let's see. Remember that there's a benevolent force out there that loves you, Cancer. No matter what, there's always a shoulder to cry on, even if it isn't a tangible one, even in your darkest moments. You're never alone. Let this knowledge carry you through the day. Feel free to share it with others who seem like they could use a lift.
Aw.
That's dumb.
So wholesome.
That was a little too wholesome for my taste. Yeah, I don't know. I've been fine lately. So I don't really need a shoulder to cry on. And plus, I'm a man, right? So...
Ripped your tear glands out at the right out of the womb.
Yeah, when I was a baby and I got circumcised, I also asked them to take out my tear glands.
Nice, because you were crying so much from the circumcision.
Yeah, bastards. stars, sex, 2 out of 5. hustle's a 3 out of 5. vibe is a 4 out of 5, and my success is a 4 out of 5.
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. Sex is low, but hey, what are you going to do? You know, I'm still transitioning into carnivore. My libido has not been the best. So I understand that.
Yeah, how those liquid shits been going?
Actually, I am done with that part of the transition, luckily. So no more liquid shits. I'm not bloated anymore. Like, you know, that. So those effects of carnivore have been taking place. I shit like a rabbit once a day, very small. Or well, rabbits shit more than that, but you know what I mean.
Right.
But yeah, all in all, carnivore is going well, but my sex is poor because of it right now. But the thing about carnivore is as soon as you're fully transitioned in, apparently, and I know this from experience, you have the libido of like a mountain gorilla. So I will be there shortly.
It only takes a month of hating yourself to get there, huh?
Yep. Only a month of pain for an extended period of pleasure.
Yep. At least until you break carnivore, and then the whole cycle resets, huh?
Yeah. It's a terrible life.
Yeah. That sounds anyways. Okay. We're done talking about your gastrointestinal life. Let's talk about the government.
Okay. Let's get into it. You saw the title, bro. Okay, today's episode is going to be daunting. It's going to be eye-opening for some of you. Because our listeners know what the hell is really going on, this may not be a surprise to some of you guys, but to most of you, I think that what's happening is going to be a surprise, okay? We are, of course, discussing the numerous ways that the government spies on us and tracks us, okay? And now I should say up top that this episode is going to be American government centric. Okay. I know we are now like an international podcast and there's people out there from different countries. I'm sorry. I can't just do all of the research for your countries too. I may as well just become a fucking lawyer or a politician. Okay. So this is mostly American government. But with that being said, I will warn you that in America, sure, the shit's happening. But the same shit's probably happening in your country too, or worse.
Yeah, that's fair. Because I was going to say, somebody, if they can listen to us in China, they're probably like, that's easy mode, man.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because think about all the stuff that we said on this podcast and the things that we're going to say on this episode.
Yeah.
But imagine the American government having a regime like China, we'd be dead tomorrow. So,
I mean, shit, dude. Somewhere in South America, I want to say Brazil, but I could be wrong. The police did like a raid or something, and like almost 30 civilians got killed like in a day. Like,
yep.
They're probably, yeah. So they're looking at us.
It could be worse, man. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah. No, they're looking at us being like, fucking pussies. Like, well, you just have a van outside your house. Like, dude, I might get killed tomorrow.
But this is not a competition. I want everybody to remember on an international level, if you're listening to this, this is not a competition to see who has it worse with the government. We need to all recognize what our governments are doing, be aware of it, and try and fight it any way that we can. Okay?
Right. A house divided can't stand. That's what the government wants. They want us to fight and compare and argue and compete. Because as long as we're doing that, we're not focusing on the government actively bending us over and knuckle fucking us into oblivion.
Exactly. Exactly. So don't let them divide and conquer. We need to divide and conquer them. Okay. So what I need you guys to do, grab your gas mask. Okay. Grab your, any bulletproof armor that you might have. Go to your local government, facilities like city halls. Okay. And stand firm against them. All right.
Mm-hmm. You were dancing a line right there, but I'm glad you stuck the landing.
Yes. I didn't say anything. I didn't tell them to do anything in particular. And I told them to wear the gas mask because most likely the police will be gassing you.
That's true. No, that's actually incredibly accurate. We saw it.
So, like I said, guys, we're all in this together, despite the country. And now, without further delay, first of all, tape up your goddamn webcams. Just open up your laptops, destroy the built-in microphones, magnetize your hard drives. And I cannot say this enough because we're going to dive into this shit.
Dude, it's actually, and this is no joke. I totally do the tape on the webcam. That shit's actually pretty fucking real. Not just the government, but any hacker can get in your system and just watch you.
Yeah. The former director of the FBI does it. Mark Zuckerberg does it.
Absolutely.
If you're going to take advice from anybody, to help you in the tech world. It should be the FBI and Mark Zuckerberg, because they're the ones that are doing it in the first place. So
yeah, no. So, but that's actually good advice. Yeah. Tape up your webcam, or if it's unpluggable, unplug it.
Yes. Okay. Let's get into this, guys. Like I said, there are multiple ways that we are being tracked and surveyed by the government. But I think we should first begin by the obvious one, and this will be a reoccurring theme in today's episode for obvious reasons: the NSA.
Ooh, yeah, those are. That's like saying Voldemort in Harry Potter in America. The NSA makes everyone kind of wince, be like, ugh.
Exactly, dude. So. For those who don't know or outside the country, the NSA stands for National Security Agency, and it is an intelligence agency under the U.S. Department of Defense. It sounds like a fancy title, right, Tasker?
Yeah, it sounds like something I can trust.
Well, unless all of you guys have been living under a rock, even the international fans out there, there was a man named Edward Snowden, okay? Now, old Eddie boy used to work as an employee and subcontractor at the CIA, and then he moved on to the NSA. And, you know, let's say he's been around the block. Okay, very tech-savvy guy, worked for the CIA, worked for the NSA. Well, in May of 2013, Snowden left his job at the NSA and then skipped over to China. Which, by the way, probably not a great idea, but he was probably desperate at the time, which we'll see why.
Yeah, looks pretty bad, though.
Yeah, if you're desperate enough to go to China, you know, you discovered some shit, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So in June, while in China, Snowden revealed thousands of classified documents from the NSA to many journalists around the world. These things were things that he discovered while on the job at the NSA. And this is a story that some people know already. This is what I just covered. But let's get into some of the more detailed things of what he discovered from these documents. Okay.
Which is actually great, because I remember it was really hard to piece together what exactly happened with the Snowden incident. So that's good that we have it all condensed in a nice, easy to read list, because we're not trying to sell you fucking subscriptions to New York Times or whatever.
Yes. And what's really cool, I think, about this episode is we're going to be briefly covering some of these now. But later in the episode, we will be going in deeper into some of these programs and to let you know how they work. It's fucking stupid. This is the country that we live in. All right. Just remember this as we go forward.
Keep it in mind.
And also up top, got to say, guys, 85% of the stuff I'm going to talk about in this episode starting now is 100%. You cannot debate it. It is 100% true, and it is what Tasker would call a fact. Okay, it has been reported. It has been documented. This is just the truth. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, all this shit is real that we're about to talk about right now. I can't say for sure for the rest of the outline because I didn't read it, but we'll see.
So let's begin by talking about the classified documents that Snowden handpicked to talk about with journalists, and they're quite damning. Okay. So one of them was a program called, or is, because it's still around, is a program called PRISM. We will get deeper into this program in a bit, but basically it's where the government would be able to gain access to pretty much anyone's online accounts, including Google and Yahoo. There was also a secret court order that Verizon had to hand the phone records over for millions of Americans every single day, whether they were suspicious persons of interest or not.
Oh yeah. And their explanation for it was pretty weak, because it was like, what was it? It's like, oh, but like, because this is 2013. This is when we're still in like war on terror and stuff, right?
Man, I'm not going to get into the politics of this war in the Middle East, but I don't think we've been in a war on terror for quite some time. We've been in a occupation of the Middle East for a while.
Yes. That is very much the proper rhetoric, but we'll say during that, our occupation. And well, yeah, I know the big excuse is like, people are like, why the fuck do you need our phone records? Like, we're all Americans. Like, what the fuck? And they're like, well, we're trying to find terrorists because we think they infiltrated. We're trying to find the terror. That, and they just said the same shit. That was their excuse for everything, because they had no excuse, because they were doing it because they could.
Yep. And that's a reoccurring theme. Blame it on terrorism. and tell everybody that it's only to look for terrorism when we all know it's a fucking crock of shit. Okay.
Yeah. And it was a funny day when all this shit came out, because it was that sort of like, we all kind of joked about it. Like, oh yeah, government's probably watching us. But in 2013, that was the day America was like, oh, they are. And in fact, they have been, and they actually have mandated programs to do. We'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Yeah. But, and now guys, I want you to keep something in mind. So sure. Verizon isn't, I bet you my house, Verizon was not the only one doing this, but it might've just been the only one mentioned publicly when all of this came out. And I guarantee you every other major cellular carrier was doing the same exact thing for the NSA. AT&T, Sprint at the time, T-Mobile, right? All of them still doing this shit. Even probably Boost, all the like paper, whatever things were probably doing this too. They had to.
Oh yeah. And it's just either Verizon was just unlucky that they ended up in the crosshairs, or Verizon was the only one that had a paper trail that could be proven.
Right. Verizon is well known for being able to document calls and texts, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, I got, well, no, actually I'm not going to give out my phone thing.
Yeah. What the heck?
I was like, wait, hold on. You almost got me there, but nah. not going to give any room for anybody to narrow that down.
That's right. I don't even have a cell phone.
Yeah. You probably, as soon as you moved in the middle of nowhere, that was like probably before you moved there, you just broke that thing with a hammer, right?
Yeah. Well, I should have done it earlier, but when I moved to the middle of nowhere, there's not even any fucking cell towers out here. So there's no point.
Yeah, it didn't even matter. So your new iPhone is just like a piece of driftwood that you just like drew apps on.
Yeah, it's basically just an iPod now. So
yeah. Where's the lie?
So next thing that we need to talk about here from these classified documents, there was a project called X Key Score. Okay, one word. So instead of describing it to you, let's hear how it works out of Snowden's own mouth from a quote. Quote, I, sitting at my desk, could wiretap anyone, from you or your accountant to a federal judge or even the president, if I had a personal email, unquote.
Whoa.
They have a program. All you need is an email address of the president of the United States, anybody, and they could hack into, they could wiretap messages, email communications, everything, phone calls.
Well, yeah, because the telecommunication companies were in their pocket, so... Who provides that service? Email, cell phones, but telecommunication services. So when you have them working with the government, because as we know, the government and big business and big corporations, they're jerking each other off mm-hmm. in the shadows. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of kind of like a given. Like it's when we see it laid out like this, it sort of becomes obvious why they did and why they probably currently are. Because after that, it was just like, 5 straight years of just damage control. And because trust for the government was at an all-time fucking low with this, because we realized they were essentially violating our pretty sure there's an amendment or a constitutional right to our privacy, right?
To privacy. And a lot of this too is, well, not a lot, but depending on what these text messages and emails say, some of this could be scrutinized, and then that could infringe on the First Amendment. So mm-hmm. It's just a fucking mess. It is obvious, right? These types of things, when we think about the government, it's obvious now, but it's obvious because it was laid out before us officially. There's no question now about it. And you're like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm sure they've been doing this for years, right? And they were, and they have been. Yeah. And now we have proof.
Well, yeah. Well, it used to be back then, you could wiretap, like, you know, if you were like a detective trying to solve a crime, then of course, yeah, then you would have like the go ahead to wiretap. But even then, I feel like there was more procedure to it. They couldn't just do it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how all that works.
And there was some class back then too, right? There was some fucking, it took some skill because it was a physical bug device that you had to implant in a phone. Nowadays, they just click a button, bro. And now they can listen to everybody's conversation. So when I'm on the phone with you talking about how one of my testicles is bigger than the other one, they know about it.
Yeah. And it's crazy, too, to think about that, like I said, they probably still are doing all this stuff, like, just because they're like, oh, shit, no, we're not doing that anymore. Like,
they're
going to say that. Yeah, of course they're going to keep doing it. Like I said, that's why they're going so hard on Snowden, because they just to make him fucking pay for making up to them. When they got, when all this shit got blown up and revealed, it wasn't a fuck end of an era. It's fuck, now we have a fuck ton of work to do to cover all this shit up so we can keep doing it.
Yep, that's exactly what's happening. And we'll get a little bit more into it, but it's fucking still happening, you know. And I want you guys to keep in mind, this is all without a warrant. Okay, all these declassified, or not declassified, but all these classified documents that he was talking about, all this stuff that's happening is without warrants, which is a big no-no.
Like you said, it was a click of a button.
Yep. And it was also discovered that the NSA had a top secret black budget, which they used to pay certain U.S. private tech companies a shit ton of money for unlimited access to their communication networks, essentially under the table.
I 100% believe this.
It's true. They had a black budget. That's the first time I've ever been able to say black budget, and it's backed by something. It is 100% a leaked document.
Yeah, for sure. Abso-fucking-lutely. Like, that's the thing is, and we see it today. Like, there's a reason why rich people have a leg up on all of us. It's because since they have the money, which the government wants, because the government always wants more money, it becomes a symbiotic relationship. So in America, when you're rich, you are, in terms of the government and the eyes of the nation, considered more valuable than the regular citizen, because there's a definite payoff from it. Regular citizens, well, I almost think back to kind of like what we were talking about with like hospitals and stuff, where they actually, a big reason why we don't have as many cures as we could have is because, well, I mean, cancer, that's one of the biggest moneymakers in the health industry, period. So some people even venture to guess that they might have already found a fix for it. They're just not doing it, or they're just not being funded to continue the trials for it because they want people to, because they're making money hand over fucking fist. Because they're in a position to do it.
There's no doubt in my mind that we already have a cure for things like cancer and HIV and AIDS. There's not a doubt in my mind, right? If we have the technology to do some of the things that we can do, the scientists are playing dumb at this point, or they're being told to play dumb by the government because, like you said, there's more money in treating cancer than there is in curing it. And that's just the world that we live in, guys. Like I've been saying, we are like getting steps closer to a dystopia. All right. Mm. So don't be fooled by all this bullshit.
Yeah. I hear San Francisco is getting like dystopic levels. Dystopic? I don't know. But yeah, somebody posted a picture. They're like, does this look like a futuristic dystopia to you? Well, if you said yes, then open your eyes, because that's a picture of San Francisco.
Awesome. Good. Good. And in a place that, you know, and this isn't me being like judgmental or anything, but in a place that really needs a cure for AIDS, okay?
Oh my God.
How dare they keep it from them? You know what I mean? Like, to be real though, like they need it. We have it, but they refuse because there's more money in treating it. So,
man, same thing with clean energy. That shit's been ready to go for years, but nope. Oil's like, nah, we like making money. Fuck the planet. We'll be dead anyways when it happens. And that, you know, and then they pass that on to the next generation, because a lot of the people that are rich right now, they're inheriting old money. So they don't, like fucking Trump, that dude's never had to work a day in his life. When he's president, he
had to take a small loan of $1 million to do something.
Very small. Oh, yeah. That dude I was reading some stuff about him, and they were like, yeah, that dude was like already had $9 million in the bank when he was age 9. Like, the dude never, I mean, when he was running our country, he literally just sat on his ass, watched the news, and pressed his Diet Coke button all day and tweeted. And like I said, I know I kind of brought it up before, but that led to a big power struggle with all of his administration because they wanted their own policies that were pushed. It was a disaster. So yeah, America doesn't give a shit about its people.
Nope. And because people think that we live in a democracy, we live in an oligarchy. And the sooner that you guys understand that, the sooner we can move on and rise against them. Okay.
Yep.
kill the rich people. Wait, no, don't kill them. Yeah. I mean, don't literally go out and kill them, all right?
That's your spin on eat the rich, a common phrase, right?
Yes. Eat them. So kill them and then eat them.
Oh, dear. Good damage control there. But yeah, just to put a big old wrap this little bit up, but it's like in America, the more money you have, the more of a human you're considered. I mean, it sucks, but it's true. If you're under, like, we treat the poor like fucking trash here. We, like, literally are taught to treat them as, like, subhumans. And some people might argue, well, what about those, like, crazy crackheads and stuff like that? Well, one could argue that the crack epidemic might actually have something to do with the government themselves.
It was, bro. It was. They created crack and AIDS to target the gay and the black community, man.
And that's one of those conspiracy theories where I actually do kind of have to raise an eyebrow, because it makes a lot of sense, you know? And like you said, too, they funneling in money from like outside sources and stuff that may or may not be terrorist in nature, but probably are. Hey, they get to sell their stuff. The government gets paid and they get to further their agenda. It's all about agendas.
It's all agendas and making more money. So good job, America. Okay. Okay. On to the next point. NSA also was found to be harvesting millions upon millions of email and messaging contacts. And they were also scanning said emails and messages and looking through the content. We will get deeper into this one later as well.
Yeah. The government's just like one big micromanager.
Yes. As we continue this episode, this is basically just, it's kind of like my screenplay of 1984. If I was like making like a new, like a theater play for it. Okay. And this is, and we're making it modern. That's basically what's happening right now.
I dig it.
Then we have the fact that they were tracking and pinning countless cell phone locations. And this is obviously still going on today, and we will talk about it in depth later. So if you have a cell phone, you fucked up. All right.
Are you the type where anything, it's like such and such wants to know your location, you just hit that big fat no?
Big fat no. My location services are always turned off. and there's no way, dude. They're not getting me, bro. I will fucking fight tooth and nail. All right. And the saddest thing is, guys, is I'm not doing nothing. All right. I'm a red-blooded American. Yeah, I have a pretty contentious podcast with Tasker. We talk a lot of shit. That's probably the worst that I do, but I still have to jump through hoops just so I can have some kind of privacy.
Yep. Just basic privacy. The simple rights that we all had back in the day before we had all this technology.
Yeah. But do you want to know what the worst crime of all is that was discovered, in my opinion, from these classified documents? So the NSA were spying on World of Warcraft players and even tried recruiting some of the players to be informants within the game.
Oh, wait, what?
Yes.
Informants for what? Are they just like, you know, trying to catch like WoW pedo rings or something?
I don't know, man. That's just, the more tentacles they have everywhere, the happier the NSA is, dude.
Well, I guess because at like a height of its popularity, WoW had millions of players. So just like how in the time there was millions of people with cell phones. So like you said, just trying to get their feelers out.
But, you know, they didn't just do this with World of Warcraft, but with the entirety of Xbox Live, they would look for informants and they would also spy on Xbox Live players and in a very popular, or a game that used to be popular called Second Life.
Dude, the NSA, honestly, I think they had it easy where it's like, okay, we just need to pay off some companies. And do you think like the ancient like cowboy NSA was just like a group of just like mustachioed like weirdos that would just sit outside your house like listening?
Yeah, with like a paper rolled up into a cone. Yeah.
The what is it? The plastic cups with the string.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, they probably formed the NSA.
those are hard times for the NSA before cell phones were invented.
So guys, there were many, many, many more revelations which were told by Snowden once he released these documents. But this really showed us just how little privacy we have as a nation. Okay. And I just talked about this. We suspected it for a long time, but this was just fucking icing on the cake when Snowden leaked all the shit and confirmed it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we were both there for it. It was like a big, like, I don't know, because 2013, I would say, yeah, you know, we were definitely old enough to understand what the fuck was going on. So I don't know. Do you remember how you reacted?
Let's think. I was, yeah, because we were a couple years out of high school. I was just not surprised. I want to say not so. I was shocked by the specifics, but I was not surprised. How about that?
Yeah, I would say I was about the same. It was like, oh shit, like it's real, but also like, of course it's fucking real. Like, are you kidding me? Like, of course this is happening.
Yeah, like now we just have confirmation, and I don't know what I like. It's like taking the red pill. It's like, should I have taken the blue pill? Am I better not knowing all this and thinking I have privacy? Or I don't know. I think it's more stressful now knowing it's true, right, and knowing you don't have privacy in America.
Yeah, because back then it was a funny joke. It was like, oh, the government's listening to us. But now it's like, no, they probably. I mean, we've talked about before how when like you talk about something, like the ads like change and specify to like what you were talking about and stuff like that. Like,
oh yeah, that just happened to me. Mm-hmm. Just happened to me. So story time. Tasker and I have been talking about which next gen consoles we want to get. Okay. I was talking to him about Xbox and how I'm going to be getting the new Xbox, and on Instagram, about half an hour later, what would show up but some ads for new Xbox controllers?
Oh, dude, when I finished the Uncanny Valley episode, suddenly I started to get a bunch of like horror film ads and shit like that. That went away like the next day.
Yeah. And we're going to get into this in a bit more in detail a bit more. But like you said before, big tech and the government are in bed together, and we're going to talk about how so and to the extent in just a little bit. It's fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm. Hang on to your hats, everyone.
And the worst part is, I would say, is after all this, right after the leaks, nothing has changed. Okay. And I highly recommend that you watch what you say while texting and emailing, because some bored ass NSA workers probably reading all your shit and listening to your phone calls. Now, yes, most of the time there are programs that are programmed to skim through texts and calls for certain buzzwords, but they also go through that manually. So, you know, if you don't want people knowing that you're sexually attracted to your grandmother, don't be texting your best friend about it, because they'll probably read it.
That's an in-person cell phones on the side kind of conversation.
Yes, that's like a, hey, man, I got to talk to you about something.
Here, that's the one where you don't go and get beer. It's where you show up with a bottle of whiskey, be like, we got a shot.
So that's what's sad to me is none of this shit has changed. So honestly, guys, and I'm not even plugging anything, like I'm not getting paid to do this, but I'm telling you, switch to Signal for texting, the app Signal. Trust me, it's encrypted end to end. And there you go. And they refuse to give records to the government as well. Because there are no records.
Ah, there you go. Because, yeah, it's just, and it's funny, I was going to bring this point up earlier, then I forgot it, and then I just remembered it. If you're defending the government by saying, oh, they wouldn't do it, they're not bad people, guess what? They are.
They are bad people, guys. We have talked about why. It's not just the spying, and it's not just the collecting your data. It's a lot of stuff. It's the fucking kids that they eat, and it's a plethora of things that are wrong with them. And this, like Tasker said, the second you give them some kind of trust, they'll take a mile and they'll start being like, "Hey, all right, if you're gonna trust us with this, then we'll get away with this. We'll just won't tell you about it."
Mm-hmm. And even when they say they're not doing it, they're still doing it. They're the fucking government. They could do whatever the hell they want. And they want us to think that too. They want us to believe that they're unstoppable.
Yep. And unfortunately they are, because we are too afraid to do anything about it.
Oh yeah. We're too split up. We're too busy arguing about, I don't know. What's America mad about today? Let's go to Twitter. Let me see.
Let's see. Good question.
Twitter. And also too, I do got to point out, Twitter is a microcosm. It's not really what America's thinking. It's actually very few people depend on Twitter. I know it seems like a lot do, but most of the people, Twitter is not a reflection of the actual opinion of America. Elon Musk being on SNL.
Oh, good.
Just as Wario. Okay.
Good. I'm glad that we're being distracted by such things.
And that's a great example. You're totally right. Like, no, Elon Musk, one of the richest fucking people in the world, who is living in a completely just different sphere than us, he's turning into like a cartoon character. Oh, look at him. Oh, he's so funny. That's like, I saw an article thing where somebody pointed out, they're like, yeah, like there's this like thing where they brought Bill Gates onto a talk show to try to get him to guess name brand stuff that we buy at the grocery store, and he couldn't do it. And everyone's like, oh, it's adorable. It's like, no, it's not. Like, dude, the guy didn't know what fucking like Kraft macaroni was or some shit like that. And like, that's fucking out of touch. And what makes that dangerous is these are the people that are lobbying to change the laws and the rules for the rest of us. And they don't even know what the fuck we buy at the grocery store.
Yep. It's a very scary fact, isn't it? They try and put a nice media spin on it, try to make everything comical. But when the reality the reality of it all is that these rich people are in cahoots with the government, and they're making laws based off of completely different realities than we all actually live in America.
Abso-fucking-lutely right. And that's why shit's so fucked up, is because laws are being made in relation to rich people who don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. To them, $10,000 is chump change. And when they see us like asking for it, they're like, well, no, it's a different standard. Like you said, it's just relative to us. They're just going to do things because they don't give a fuck about us. They're going to change things to make it better for themselves because they can.
Because they can, and they have the money for it. And I want everybody to know, yes, we're talking about the government today, but we're trying to keep it as least political as possible, because if you have noticed, we haven't been pointing at the alt-right. We haven't been pointing at the alt-left. No, this is not about, because that's all fake. You guys need to stop listening to that shit, because look, it's just us getting pit against each other by different media forms that are literally algorithms on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook give you things depending on things that you search for, and it's pitting us against each other. There's no such thing as an alt-right and alt-left. They're putting thoughts into your mind, dividing us, so that they can get away with the shit that they're continuing to do. So this is not a political episode. It's an anti-government video.
Break free your chains, man. It's that sort of, the left and the right is nothing more than a coliseum, and the news is just nothing more than the armory of putting a sword in your hand to fight your brothers. Let's get the fuck out of the coliseum. Let's band together. That's what it's exactly. If you really want to stick it to the government, left or right, you know, let's find something to agree on, because they want us to hate each other. Like, they paint the left as like baby killing communists, and they paint the right as minority killing rednecks.
Yeah.
Like, am I wrong? Like, that sounds pretty much what's going on.
That's exactly what's going on. So let's all find common ground. And I believe that common ground should be the fact that the government's getting away with far too much. Okay.
Yep. See, once we figure that out, then we could go back to, you know, fighting.
Yeah, let's get the government situated first, and then we can go back to like yelling at each other about like fucking Tumblr posts. Okay.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That sounds like a good future.
So, let's move into the next subject. Now, we have something that's slightly related to what we have revealed was happening with the NSA. Okay, this is something known as the Roving John Doe wiretap. Okay. So let me explain to you how this should go. Not what's happening, but how it should be going, okay? Let's say there's a person of interest to law enforcement, okay? A suspect in a case, like a criminal or a suspect in an investigation, okay? The police or the FBI or whoever's conducting this investigation then get a court-approved warrant to wiretap said individual to gain evidence based off of their suspicion, right? That sounds about right so far, like how it should go?
Right, yeah, procedure.
Okay, so that's how it would go in a just world. Now, let me explain what is happening. So I want you to forget everything I just said about getting approval for specific wiretaps, right? Fuck that, right? We don't have time for that, apparently.
Nope.
So let's just abuse our power and wiretap whoever we feel like, whenever we feel like, and as many times as we want. Now, how does that sound to you, Tasker? Does that sound just?
About as fair as a dictatorship.
Perfect. Yes, that's exactly how I would put it. And generally, when we hear the word wiretap, we think phone calls, because it's an old school term, right? Because back in the day, like I said, you literally had to put a device into a phone, and it was called wiretapping. But this is now a blanket term for all communications being intercepted. So calls, texts, messaging apps, except for Signal, emails, all of it. Okay, now, if it isn't in person, it's being tapped by law enforcement. That's what's happening.
It's wild how like many lengths you have to take to like not get wiretapped, to not be listened to. Like, you quite literally have to put your phone down. You have to go somewhere where other cell phones aren't around. And so, yeah, pretty much the woods is the only real like absolute safety place, huh?
And you're right about that, Tasker, because... And I'm going to get into a couple more things later, but there are other objects to look out for in your house that you might not have thought about.
I'm interested in this.
So the woods might be your best bet. All right. So next up, like I said, big tech. We got to talk about it. Now, words which put fear into my heart directly are big tech. OK, okay, they have too much power for what they are, and they are in bed with the government, right?
Yep.
And I know that people who sometimes say that, maybe you see them as kind of fucking nuts, right? But let me give you a couple things here to mull over in that noggin you call a coconut of a noggin, okay? Now, it has been confirmed that big tech companies, and by that I mean companies like Facebook, Google, and Apple, among others, literally give data collected from their users to the government to keep on record, right? Millions and millions of DMs, news feeds, emails, pretty much anything that you can do recorded on a social media app or on a tech device can and will be sent to the government, most notably the NSA, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I have read quotes from some of these companies saying, oh, you know, we haven't done it that many times, or I've never heard of this before. And it's like, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Don't you sit there and lie to me. Like, even the ones who admitted to doing it said it hasn't been that many times. I doubt it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which I was actually, while you were talking about this, what made me think is like, I wonder if there's a way to monitor your, what are those things called? Where your internet box. There's a term for it. Modem. I wonder if there's a way to like kind of gauge on the amount of data flowing outward, if it's like different from like, you know, what you expect it to be. And maybe you can venture that as being the data going to the government. But then I also was like, well, they probably designed it so you couldn't see it. But then it clicked on me. You know how it's like, okay, advertised to be like, we'll say like 50 megabytes per second, right? And realistically, you know, whenever you plug it in, it starts working, it's more like 48, right?
Right.
What happened to maybe that 2%? Maybe that's the government stuff and it's just covered up and they're just like, oh no, it's just, you know, you can't expect it to run at full capacity. What if it can?
Oh shit. Huh. Mm. Very interesting theory, Tasker. That's not a bad theory. That's something to look into somehow.
Yeah. This shit got me thinking. So I'm like, I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past them. But if you're correct, that means that literally everything that we do that requires internet data is being streamed continuously to somewhere.
Probably.
Well, I hope they like the fact that, yeah, I jerk off to horror films, and I guess they've seen that now.
Yeah. I can only imagine how many people they've watched jerk off before. And that's like, have you ever been like mid jerk and then like, you know, back when you did have a cell phone and then just be like, oh, they can fucking see all this shit going on, huh?
Yeah, with the most unflattering view of my face. Yeah.
Right under the you see the nostrils and like.
They're flaring. Yeah.
The tears rolling down your face afterwards.
Oh, yes. Oh, good for them. Yeah. That's their punishment for doing so.
Yep, they deserve it.
So the NSA is able to obtain this information, quote unquote, legally. Okay, and I use the word legally with heavy quotes because I want you guys to all remember something, and I will die on a hill defending this. Remember that just because something is legal does not mean that it is immoral.
Amen, man. Fuck yeah, that's true.
Just remember that, okay? There are probably plenty of things out there that are technically either against the law or a law that doing the opposite would be the right thing to do, okay? So keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah, and chalk it up to public school and just our entire education system that teaches you legal is good, illegal is bad. And in most cases, that's holds up, but they create that black and white distinction and they don't want us to think in gray areas because like you said, just because something's legal doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
Yes. So just because they said that they can get this information legally, it's not, of course, it's morally the wrong thing to do. But anyway, so they obtain our data from these companies without legal repercussion through a program. Like I said before, remember, this is where we're going to start getting into it, called PRISM. Okay. So PRISM is the code name given to a surveillance program that does exactly what I said before. It allows the government to gather records of all communication types from certain big tech companies. I should say, quote unquote, officially, that they only collect communications which include certain hot words determined by the courts. Okay. However, I have two issues with this. The first issue is that we have to take their word for it, that these are the only communications being gathered. which in my personal opinion is obviously, given the government's track record, a fucking load of bullshit.
Like you said, if the only defense they have is no, they wouldn't do that out of the goodness of their heart. They probably did it.
Yes. And they are. They will continue to do so because we Absolutely. Don't do anything about it.
Yep, unashamedly.
We have gone are the days where we would throw tea into a harbor and actually fucking fight for what, I don't even know what that all had to do with, but what we have to fight to believe in something, right? Where's our tea harbor party? What is it called? A tea party? Oh, wait.
Tea party.
Isn't there a tea party like whatever?
Yeah, an actual tea political party.
Let's not get into that. Let's not muddy this up, right? It's about the principle of it. It's the principle.
Well, and I think you stumbled upon something interesting and cool where back then the idea of patriotism was, you know, fighting against, you know, tyranny and all that stuff, which is, you know, exactly the thing that we're like cheering for today. Like all the people that call themselves patriots are calling themselves patriots because they refuse to wear a 2-inch piece of cloth on their face. And they're saying now that the government's worse than Hitler. And it's like, and yet they're wearing MAGA hats and shit like that, marching for the same fucking thing. Like it's backwards. It's stupid.
Yeah. And it's all, we used to fight for the principle of things, not because of a political, not a political stance, but it was more about our rights and our freedoms.
Yeah. And back when being a patriot meant something.
Yeah, buddy. Woo. Fuck the English.
Everybody still hates them too, I think.
Hey, don't say that, man. They're our second most popular listener country. Don't you say that about them.
It might just be, I might be thinking of the Irish, because I did see a post one time where somebody made they sent like a picture of like a girl and the guy's like, oh damn. She's like, yeah, dude, like British girls are so hot. And then the guy's like, actually, never mind. Fuck that bitch. She's like, why? And he just posted 3 Irish flag emojis.
Yeah. I think we can all agree on the whole Irish thing and how it's a backwards place. All right. Let's just agree on that.
Yeah. I guess we could say it's not that everyone hates them. I think everyone's just a little salty about the old occupation colonization phase they had.
But hey, you know what? In their defense, every major country's done it. We can blame.
And we wouldn't exist
if
it wasn't for them.
That's true. I mean, yeah, I guess so. So, I mean, fuck it. But like I said, it's total bullshit that they only look at these communications with certain hot boards. And now the second issue I have is that they are skimming all of these communications to find said trigger words, right? So how do you think they even find them in the first place? By skimming everything, whether it's manually or a program, most likely the latter in most cases, but they are still skimming every single communication without a warrant with the excuse of looking for certain buzzwords.
Oh, yeah. And how many times are they just off the book because they have it all there. So like, yeah, might as well.
Yeah, exactly, man. And now I should say that PRISM is specifically geared towards international threats. Okay, and what I mean by this is allegedly that the government needs warrants to use it domestically against Americans. Allegedly. Hmm. Okay, so basically allegedly. They're doing this willy-nilly with other countries that they find threatening to America's safety and that they need a warrant to do it to Americans. But keep in mind that the chances of this being complete horseshit is high, right? Because Snowden called the government out just because he did that. It doesn't mean that they're all goody-two-shoes all of a sudden. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they also, forever ago, I saw an article where they were saying like, okay, government's surveying us and they claim it's to catch terrorists and domestic threats. So the next thing that we should ask is, well, how many have they caught with it? And in the like 10 years of them doing it, 1.
Nice.
And it wasn't even like a major plot. It was just like some like fucking wannabe extremists. Like it wasn't even like that big of a deal. But for out of 10 years of serving millions, so basically, long story short, it doesn't help anything. They're just doing it to survey us under the guise of trying to help us.
Exactly. That's the way it goes, man. That is the way it goes. And most people just shut their eyes to it. Even though we all know it's a fact now, most people just turn a blind eye and forget about it, which is the reason it continues to happen.
Yep. Evil triumphs when good men do nothing.
Damn straight. Good quote.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Now, in fact, we know it's bullshit because one of the aspects of PRISM, which was whistleblown by Snowden, was the fact that they were using PRISM on everyday Americans, not just potential terrorist threats. So when these documents came out in 2013 and Snowden was talking to all these journalists, he had proof that PRISM was being used domestically without warrants. Mm-hmm. That's how we have the proof. And if you think that they changed and they just do it to us with warrants, you are naive or you're 5 years old.
You think it's called PRISM because like the PRISM on like Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, how it has originally with that one, it's one light that spreads out into a rainbow of light. Maybe it's the reverse because it's all the rainbow light into one center.
So one center, one trafficked information line just going straight to the NSA. Yeah, that's a good call.
That makes sense.
Bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they will, like I said, they will continue to do what they want with who they want, but they will tell the media that and public differently to save face after the whole Snowden incident. That's just the way it goes.
Yep. Got to keep the public opinion relative, just enough to keep them from, rising up.
Exactly. Let's get into another sections here. So I think that we need to get into a more obvious, but an equally scary aspect of government surveillance. Okay, now, everybody listening to this right now, you see that phone on which you're listening to this podcast, or perhaps that laptop that you're surfing the web on? Well, congratulations, because you are now being recorded and stored by the government.
And that's the risk Nick and I take every time we record?
Yes, just because my camera is being used for Tasker to see me doesn't mean that nobody else can use it too.
Yep, they're watching us. And I mean, I don't know, maybe it's because who knows? Maybe they're a fan of the show and it's just, they basically just get a free webcam version of it.
Well, here, let me give them one of these real quick.
Nick put a fat middle finger up to the camera.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And they'll just sit there and take it.
Yep. They probably just like nodded their head and like, all right.
Fair enough. Oh man. So look, they can spy on you through the webcam, like we just explained, bug your conversations through the microphone, and all without you knowing, of course. So people can say, hey, the little light on my laptop's not going off. Well, who gives a shit? Doesn't mean that it's not on. If they're smart enough to hack into your shit, they're smart enough to know how to not trigger the camera.
Oh yeah. And who's to say that maybe part of, because everything, in terms of like tech that gets made, there's like a standard it has to be built to, right? Like kind of like a basic, like it needs to be able to do this. It needs to have this. It has any sort of anything that you need to sell that gets approved for sale needs to reach like, a marketable standard. Otherwise, people are just going to be selling broken shit left and right and grifting us like crazy. So who's to say that maybe part of the standard is you have to implement this thing that doesn't really seem that bad. And it actually is the key component of how the government can latch into things, or it's during the production line, the government will slip in their own, because in order to buy the production equipment, you have to have a certain type of company that works it. And they're probably all trained to implement whatever, but I don't know, like it could be anything.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because we're going to be talking about something that's quite damning here in a little bit.
Interesting.
So as you could imagine, the NSA has a pretty talented hacking team or unit called Tailored Access Operations, or TAO. Okay. This is an actual unit in the NSA. And this team's job is to find security vulnerabilities in technology used by everyday people. And you would think that when they find said security vulnerabilities in, let's say, an iPhone update, or like an update to somebody's PC or like Windows, you'd think that they'd reach out to the manufacturer and say, hey, this is fucked. You should probably fix it. No, that's what they should do, right? But what they do is they exploit these vulnerabilities to fucking spy on people. That is exactly what it's a fact. That is what they do. This is what this unit does.
Yeah. And I also think it's crazy too. If you're a really good hacker, like just on your own, if you're like decent enough, you just get fucking arrested for it. But if you're really good at it, they hire you.
Yeah. What a world we live in, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Those like kid hackers who like, just to prove a point, will like hack into like banks and shit, which are like really hard to get into, as they should be. And they're just like, oh, they just bypass like everything and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, fuck, you know, we could throw this kid in jail, or we could have him do that for us. And maybe we could get into some foreign banks or something like that.
Yep. And that's exactly what happens. Hey, kid, you want to be a star?
I want to be in the moving pictures.
So not only do they find, now Tastrid, I'm getting into the point that I said it was interesting you brought up the manufacturing process. So not only do they find these vulnerabilities in existing software and hardwares, but the NSA also, let's say, encourages companies to put backdoors into their devices, making it easier for the government to get into said devices.
I have heard about that. Yeah. Shit. And also, too, just because while I'm thinking about it, do you remember when there was that huge like security exploit that like went public, when basically what hackers could do is it was like ice fishing. Basically, they could throw a line in, even if it was it was SSL encryption. It was flawed because there was a very easy to download widget. I don't know what the fuck they're called. That would just ice fish into it and pull out a random string of data. Now, normally that's useless, but if you keep on fishing, eventually you'll get a password or two, or eventually you start getting usernames. Suddenly you start getting really confidential data. So as long as you were patient, you basically could get just random accounts of people's bullshit. And when that exploit came out, people lost their goddamn minds and like everyone had to change their passwords. But like you just said, the government probably already knew about this exploit because they were probably fucking using it, and they just needed to wait for the other hackers to figure it out. And then it was like, oh no, uh-oh, that's bad. Let's fix it.
Yep, that's exactly that's the process, man. That is the process that the government uses.
Jesus.
And now here's the worst part. Okay, now this has been confirmed by Snowden during those leaks, and this is something that is inexcusable. So one of the terrible things that he leaked is that the NSA has been known to literally physically intercept deliveries of computers and phones to install backdoors themselves on it that only they could access. Shipments, they would fucking hold up shipments like it's the Wild West and just like install their own backdoors.
Wow, that's excessive.
That's inexcusable, man. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, and I could see that being kind of like a, we really need this kind of option, or more if we really want this kind of option, because it sounds like they pretty much get what they want right out the get-go without having to, like, pirate ship, like, board these, like, ship.
Yeah, trains. Yeah, swing over on a ship and, like, lower the sails! We're boarding!
Yarr, give me the old iPhone 11. Dude, being the NSA sounds fucking fun.
Honestly, I mean, like, when it comes down to principle, I can't say that, but obviously look from the outside looking in. Yeah, because then you get to, like, do this shit, and you get to, like, look at other people's lives, but then you're a part of the problem, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, yeah, to do it, you have to be completely morally bankrupt, but, yeah, and that's why they do it, is it's the power thing, because just think of it right now, you listener, if you had the power, whether you used it or not, we'll just say for the sake of example, you just had the power to look and read and view any phone, webcam, conversation in the nation. You feel pretty good, right? It's like, even if you don't use it, just the fact that you can do it is pretty fucking like, oh yeah. So if shit went down, I got this on my back. I literally can listen to whatever. It's like having a fucking bat cave, right?
Yeah, it's a tempting thing. So, and humans are fallible, and they are human. So,
yep.
It's easy to see how they've gotten into this spot, but the problem is nobody's doing anything to stop it.
Yep. And it's also easy to see why they don't want to let it go.
Yeah. Yep. They just want more of it. So,
yep. That's how it goes. So, just a way to kind of humanize this whole thing.
So, with all that being said, guys, just know that if you have a piece of technology, you're fucked. Okay, that's just how it goes. So let's move on to another one. A fun one. Okay, now I know that people joke about it, the 23andMe genetic test, right? All these different gene testing to see your nationality, all these different things, right? People are always joking, oh, hey, the government's going to, you know, they're going to sell it to the government and everybody's like laughing. But here's the situation. Okay. Naturally, this is a bad idea. Okay. Just from the get-go. Now, anyone who has done it should have known better. I will say it first. And I'm sorry that I couldn't be there to talk you out of it beforehand.
Yeah, so 23andMe, of course, is where you spit into the vial and they show you what nationality you are, what percentage Italian, American. It's a fun idea. And I do remember when we were just having a casual conversation about, like, I don't know, ethnicity, because we used to make fun of each other for our ethnic backgrounds. But at one point I was like, maybe I'll do that one of those 23andMe. And you were like, yeah, like it was like jumping to like stop a bullet. You were just like, no, don't do it. And we're just right now. I'm about to talk about why.
Well, because, man, you're literally giving your DNA to a okay. So look, let me start from the beginning. So for those who have done it, your DNA is now effectively stored with these private companies. Okay. Congratulations. But it gets worse, right? Because you could say, hey, oh yeah, they're private companies. Like, how bad could it be? They're offering me a service. Well, guess what, guys? There have been confirmed cases of law enforcement and government agencies being able to efficiently obtain DNA information from certain individuals from these companies, like 23andMe, just like that. Because 23andMe is not a huge company that can tell the government to go fuck itself like some companies do. No, when there's a subpoena, they're going to, or a warrant, they're going to be like, oh, sure, here's this dude's fucking spit that he willingly gave to us.
It's just crazy that the government, because I feel like a subpoena or like a warrant to like get it checked out, I'm sure it's pretty easy to get from the government. And you could literally just get somebody's entire fucking genome.
Yep. You're basically selling your spit to governments who want to clone people and replace the real you.
Oh, you're not even selling it. You're paying them.
Oh yeah, you're paying them. Yeah, exactly. That's worse. You're paying them to fuck you.
Yeah, and it's like $100 too. It ain't cheap.
Why can't I just say I'm Asian and white? You know what I mean? I don't need to know the percentages. I stay away from math anyway. Like, there's no point in me trying to figure that out.
Yeah, you're better off just trusting what your parents tell you, sort of.
That's why you should never donate your sperm either, guys. No, I know it. I know it's enticing. I know you're like, oh, I can get paid to jerk off. Maybe the nurse will help me out. You know, you can make all the fucking jokes you want, but at the end of the day, you're giving a medical industry related organization your DNA.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure to make this important distinction. It's not doctors and physicians that are the evil ones. It's the medical company. It's big medicine corporations. Those are the evil ones. I actually do think doctors and all that stuff, they actually do morally want to do the right thing. They're just being run by a bunch of fucking jackasses who are just trying to make money off of it.
Yes. Yes. Except for all the doctors out there who will tell me the carnivore diet's bad for me. You can go fuck off.
Yeah. Well, I can't say I'm learned enough to have an opinion on that.
Well, here's the problem, man. And I'll get into it slightly, okay? Because we've been talking a lot about the government, but I need to get this off my chest. Doctors are still giving nutritional advice that was around since the fucking 30s, man. Get with the times. Cholesterol is not bad for you. Fiber is bad for you. And fat doesn't cause heart disease. Carbs do. Let's move on.
Yep. Do what's good for your body. We'll leave it at that.
So, now this was a small one, right? The genetic DNA bullshit. This was a small one, but it's something to keep in mind when you and your friends are joking about, hey, maybe we should do this, or maybe you and your family all want to do it. Keep it in mind that you're basically giving your DNA to the government indirectly.
Yeah. And you're like, well, I don't do anything wrong. Like, why would I have to worry? I'm a good working citizen. Yeah, said every fucking good working citizen when the government's fucking kicking their door down. Yoink them off to federal prison.
Yeah, I wonder how everybody being targeted by, you know, the Nazis felt. You know, did they do anything wrong? No. It wasn't their fault that they were born Jewish or they were gypsies. It's just Romani culture. But man, the Nazis saw it differently, so they knocked down their doors. I mean,
yeah. Or who's to say that some big political movement happened and you end up growing to be a big voice for it. And the government decided, okay, we've had enough of this guy. Kind of like, I don't know, Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah. Yep. And weird how he got assassinated.
Yeah, there was a lot of really big, like, I know, like, Black Panthers and stuff. They were getting assassinated.
Oh, Tasker just got assassinated.
Did you see the whites of my eyes where I legitimately got worried for a second?
You got poisoned, man. Somebody slipped some cyanide into your tea.
My tea or my cough drops. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Sorry, guys, if you're hearing, like, it rattling against my teeth and stuff like that. This is literally the only thing keeping me, like, alive enough to do the show.
So, look, another thing that Snowden said, guys, is it doesn't matter if you're not doing anything wrong. They will still spy on you. They will still track you just because they can. So
Right. Keep
it in mind. Doesn't matter if you're a great citizen, like most of us, they'll still do it. And it's encroaching on your privacy. That's the point right here.
It's about more of the,
it's the principle of it.
The principle of the matter. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's standing up for it's believing that we have the right to privacy and we should be getting it, but we're not. And we're clearly not in many different ways.
Yeah. And we should be angry about it.
Yeah, but nobody's pissed about it, man, because they're all busy fucking looking at TikToks and playing Fortnite and shit. Fuck off with that, man. Get to the real problems. I don't care about some dance video on TikTok that's got 5 million views. I care about the fact that every time I turn on my computer, I have to break the microphone and cover up the fucking thing with duct tape. You know how many laptops I've gone through, dude?
Oh, copious. I see the pile of them growing behind you.
Let's get into the next one. Now, we did touch on this slightly before, but we need to go a little bit deeper. So first off, Tasker, I need to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you have a cell phone? Yes, he's showing it to me. It's asking for your fingerprint, which is ironic. Congratulations. You fucked up.
Yeah. Let's see what I was looking at.
What are you looking at? Jesus, man. Get that shit out of here. You know what? I'm glad that they're spying on your phone. I know how much of a goddamn degenerate you are with your anime twin girls.
Hey, man, it's an art reference.
Whatever. I can call anything an art reference and then just draw it and then not be a pervert, you know?
I'll just say, if I die unceremoniously, if you can't magnet my computer, at the very least, just delete my my art reference folder.
Yes. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That's a clever name.
Thank you, man. It's been working so far.
Doesn't your girlfriend listen to this? Boom!
Well, I'll update you on that if I'm still in a relationship by next episode.
Woo!
Oh, God. Anyways, incrimination aside, self-incrimination.
So you have a cell phone, and I want you all to know that having a cell phone allows both law enforcement and the government to triangulate and track your location at any given time. So here's the thing. We all know something like this has been going on, okay? And we're all aware that we're being tracked through our cell phone, but that's about where the extent of the knowledge goes for most people. What most people will do in this situation is they will turn off their location. Right. And they say that'll show them like I do. Right.
Right.
But I have some bad news. They can easily triangulate your position via cell phone towers. Every modern cell phone tower has the ability to triangulate location based off of this just cell phone service. Okay. So as basically, long story short, as long as you are connected to a cellular service, like, you know, you can make calls. You're just a couple button presses away from getting fucking white vanned.
Yeah, and of course, white van being the classic term of how the government inconspicuously raids your house, basically.
Yeah, like, come on, guys, a white van.
Aren't they usually black vans?
I think I've seen both. I know that it's either black or white. So if you see a black or white van outside of your house, that's usually not there with blacked out windows. Knock on the door, start yelling at them.
Just immediately hassle them.
Yes. Yeah. And also about cell phones, guys, it gets worse. Not only are they tracking your location through the cell phones, but there is a program, a confirmed program, another one from the NSA called Dishfire, which collects everyone's fucking text messages. Everybody's, okay? Billions upon billions of messages are intercepted weekly. and not only messages, but they dip their grubby paws into everyone's credit card numbers, contact information, all this shit using Dishfire.
What if there was like a day when like, you know, shit just got so desperate, or like, I don't know, World War III and some, and one day just all of our accounts just hit zero and the government just leached it all in.
Leached it as in took all of our money, or?
Like, yeah, all of our money just gone because they just like, we need it.
I think that there would be some I think there would be revolts that would rival the revolution.
Yeah, it'd be interesting because, yeah, that is truly a nuclear option if they really had it. Because, yeah, you're right. Everyone would be like, no, that's we're not dealing with this.
Yeah, I'd be on the forefront of that, to be honest with you guys. We'd create a new country called Nickland. And Nickland, remember, all borders are guarded by chimpanzees with AK-47s. I've talked about this.
It's because they're unpredictable. That makes them dangerous.
Yes. Yes, they're the wild cards. Okay.
Right.
So just know that there is a plan in case the government does need a nice overthrow. There's a plan.
It's good. It fills me with confidence.
Yes. Yeah, dude, chimps are so dumb, dude.
They're fucking scary, man. They'll rip your face off.
Yeah, that's why we have them guarding the borders.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't care about Mexico, man. Let them in. I'm worried about Canadians, dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What have Canadians done lately to warrant your suspicion?
Just look, any country that has multiple primary languages, I don't trust.
What are you talking about? America's like a huge like melting pot of everything. We just live in the I don't know where you are because you're in the middle of nowhere. I mean, California is basically just like supplemental Mexico, at least in the southern side. And then above, it's fuck all everything else. And the middle's farmers.
Okay, you're right. Yes, there are a lot of languages spoken in America, but that is because it is a melting pot. But in Canada, it's English and French as like the two primaries. I don't trust any French shit. All right. So
sure.
That's just me though, man. I'm just saying, I think the chimps should be guarding the northern border more than the southern one.
Well, I can't wait to see this implemented. We'll see who's right at that point.
All right. So another way in which you can be spied upon is something so innocent that you wouldn't think twice about it. But unfortunately, like I said, guys, if you have tech, you're fucked. And I am, of course, now talking about your television. Okay.
So I got to say, as we're getting into this, I have a big TV, two computer screens, and my tablet that I draw on that also is a screen. How fucked am I?
How many of those have microphones?
I don't think any of them, three of them have speakers, but they don't have mics as far as I know.
As far as you know, right? So is it a smart TV? One of those newfangled ones with like vocal recognition?
No, it's not a smart TV.
Okay, good. That's good. Because in particular in this section, we will be talking about smart TVs, right? Because they're, in theory, they're cool, right? They're TVs in which you could yell at it. You get your frustrations out on it. It could be act as your therapist, or you could tell it to change the channel or do something for you, which is pretty cool.
Sounds great.
But the problem is you put another fucking microphone in something that doesn't need a microphone. Okay. And then when there's a microphone in something, the government knows about it and the government will use the microphone. Okay. And then anybody who has a smart TV is fucked now. Okay. Because when you thought it would be a good idea to get a TV with voice recognition, you made the wrong decision. Okay. and I know it sounds crazy, but there have been confirmed reports of the American government, specifically the CIA in this case, and even the Canadian government hacking family smart TVs.
Yeah. I think it's just safe to say if it can record, if it can recognize voice, if it can take in audio visual data, that audiovisual data is probably accessible to the government in some form or another, be it a click of a button or a couple hoops. Either way, they could probably have it by tomorrow if they wanted it.
Precisely. So yeah, that's exactly it. And by doing so, by hacking into these smart TVs, they can record all the audio around the TV in the room, as well as track what you're watching, which is a weird thing to do, but they would.
Yeah, that's more like estimate-y data, right? Of like saying like, well, these are the type of, well, if they're making a, say if you're a person of interest and they're trying to make a portfolio on you, these are the shows they watch. This is when they go to bed. This is when they watch TV. This is their habits. And this sounds like the habit of a psychopath or whatever the fuck they're trying to dig up on you.
I look, if the Nielsen family was fucking hacking into my TV, sure, I get it. Okay. They have to decide what America watches. But when the CIA wants to look into my TV, that's a little sus. All right.
A little sus, huh?
Sorry. It slipped out.
Yeah. We're in this weird, like, late Among Us, like, joke train.
It's because it's dead now. And I like, we both like dead memes.
That's true. It's just, it's funnier because nobody finds it funny.
Yes. Okay. So everything that we just went over were very, very real ways that you are being spied on and tracked, like at this moment. Okay.
Right.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about what we just talked about. But there are two subjects we need to discuss that are quote unquote up for debate. Okay. Not 100% proven, but come on. Right.
Yeah. So, but I do have to reiterate that everything we've just up to this point talked about more or less has been proven to some sort of capacity. So it's like, I know I'm normally the one that's like, there's no way, but yeah, there is a way and it's being used. So be careful.
Yes. Be very careful. Now the first thing that we need to talk about is going to be gang stalking. Okay. We're not going to be going too deep into it because frankly, this is something Tastro and I have discussed off air. Gang stalking needs its own damn episode. Okay.
Yes.
It's
terrifying.
It's terrifying. It's interesting. So I'm going to keep this down to a Reader's Digest version so we could do that full episode in the future. Okay. But here's what's going on. So gang stalking, the short of it is it's the organized stalking and harassment of a targeted individual. Basically, what's happening is that these people believe that they are being targeted and stalked by some shady government organization for one reason or another. Here's some of the problems with the gang stalking stuff. First off is that most of the stories just come across as schizophrenic, okay? Especially if you go on Reddit. Please go to r/gangstalking and read those stories. It's the dumbest shit you'll ever read. Okay. It's just people talking about how they're hearing voices and how the mailman's trying to fuck his dog. I don't know. It's just fucking nuts. Okay.
it's not believable.
It's not believable whatsoever. And also the second thing, but that's not to discredit all of it. Some of these stories really hold water. And those are the ones that we want to focus on in that upcoming episode. But the second thing that bugs me about the gang stalking situation is the fact that why this person in particular, okay, why is the government tracking and harassing Bob from the middle of nowhere, Kansas, right? No idea. And they probably don't know either.
Yeah, they just have a job to do. Hey, you got to make this guy think he's fucking crazy for a week. Okay.
Yeah, and it's just a gig. So that's one way. So gang stalking, that's the short of it. Honestly, that's as far as we're going to get into it because I'm really hyped to do our own episode on it. But right. Just know that that is another way that people are alleging that they are being tracked by the government. And at this case, harassed as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a classic case of just like how we talked about the other episode about how like most abductions are bullshit, which kind of makes it easier to cover up the real abductions if allegedly they do happen. Just in this same case of, yeah, most of the time a gang stalking situation is usually just somebody being paranoid. It's just somebody maybe going through psychosis because they're having some PTSD meltdown or some sort of, there's something else mentally going on. So most of the cases are taken as something more psychological, which is great because when you actually do want to do it, you got a free smoke screen.
Exactly. Yeah, that's smart. That's smart thinking, man.
Leave it to the government.
But, you know, like I said, we're not going to go too far into this, but I do want to give some ideas as to what you can look forward to and kind of give you some ideas about what gang stalking is, right? And some signs that you might be being gang stalked could include particular pattern, usually how it portrays itself is particular patterns throughout your day-to-day life that are off. Okay. So for instance, let's say Tasker gets up in the morning, and in this case, let's say he doesn't work from home. He works somewhere else. So he eats, he goes to work, he's driving, he's being followed by a certain car every single turn to his work. That's never followed him before. He turns into his work, and then the car just drives past after all those turns. Okay. That's weird. It's weird. He makes note of it. Goes into his office. Some people are in the office that claim to work there that he's never seen before, and they are talking to they're talking about him just loud enough to where he can hear, but they think that they're whispering and being sly about it, right? But he can Tasker can hear the fact that they're saying his name and talking about him, right? So Tasker starts freaking out, like, who the fuck are these people? Why are they fucking talking about me, right? Then he brushes it off and he goes back home. That same fucking car from that morning is following him home, taking every turn. It's the same car, same license plate number, because Tasker's now neurotic enough at this point to look at the license plate. And he's being followed home. And as soon as he gets home, the car drives past him. And then he's eating his dinner at night. All of a sudden, he hears three honks outside from a car. Looks out the window, doesn't see any car that he doesn't recognize. Until he looks down the street and sees that car parked maybe three houses down, but he doesn't know if that's the car making the honking noises. He comes back in and he continues to eat his dinner, and the three honks happen again. And he looks outside, just misses it. It's that type of shit, man. They're trying to make you go crazy, dog.
And also too, and I think that's a good example to explain how you could see there's that distinction of it. Also, could how most situation is just an example of just paranoia. Sometimes it literally could be nothing. And that's why I would almost imagine when you're being gang stalked, it's like a little bit more like less of a blurred line. Like, it's like, obviously they're not going to give you any proof because they want you to think you're crazy. That's the thing. But there's that, you could see how that's sort of like a, you know, how those two kind of go hand in hand. Right. But I want to say gang stalk is more of a, it'll feel more humanly flawed because it's not perfect.
It's an act, right? It'll feel like a theater play. And you're like in the center of it. It's very strange from what I hear. Yeah. I've never been gang stalked, but
yeah. So, but we'll get more into that on the full episode. Like I said, it's a huge, fascinating and terrifying topic. So yep, that'll be a fun one.
It will be a fun one. So that's what you have to look forward to, but also keep that in mind. So if any weird shit happens, be careful.
Yep.
Now let's get into the final topic for today. Okay. We have the theory that birds are just government surveillance drones. Okay, and Tasker laughs immediately, which is understandable.
Right.
But, and I know it sounds ridiculous, the whole birds aren't real thing. But this theory, it did start as a bit of a meme, okay, to be fair, but its roots are actually in reality. So, for instance, right, in the early 1900s, camera-strapped pigeons worked for the Germans during World War I, and were used to get aerial photographs of their enemies' positions. And in other wars, pigeons were often, I'm sure as you've heard, used to send spy messages to and from different bases, okay? It's just a fact of history. That's probably where this theory sprang from. So, although the theory is admittedly a little goofy, when you think that all birds are fake, and that all birds have not existed for like 50 years, because there is a theory that in the 50s, during the height of the Cold War, the CIA was fed up with birds, and that there was like a mass killing of like 12 million birds and counting, right? And what they did was they replaced these birds with surveillance drones, or what they would call surveillance drones at the time, or what we would call them now. Mechanical, electronic, bird-like things that were able to find and spy on alleged communist spies during the Cold War, okay? And that ever since that point, we've been killing more birds and replacing them with more advanced drones, okay? And then also, JFK was killed specifically by the CIA because he refused to continue the killing of natural birds?
I'm gonna take a step back here and say I don't think bird genocide was part, because it's just, if we're talking logistically, it's just, it's too much work to kill every bird possible. It's easier to just get it, make a fake one and just throw it in the air and let it blend in.
Yes, but where's the showmanship in that? Where's the give it to them, you know? You're going to let the Ruskies get away with the shit they've been doing just by tossing a couple drones in the air? No, you kill all the real birds. You kill JFK because he didn't want to do that shit. You show him whose nuts are bigger, and then you make millions of fake birds with cameras in their eyes.
What about the people who like catch like birds at the beach, you know, with that towel thing where they'll like lure them in and then they'll like jump out from under or something like that? Those seem like real birds.
See, that's the thing is we live in a day and age now where real birds are indistinguishable from the fake ones.
I don't think the government, I don't even think the world, we have tech to make that. Uncanny Valley, man. Remember, we don't have the technology to make things perfect to nature quite yet. There would be something off about it.
Let's agree to disagree. Because I even thought that this was insane when I first heard it. But now as I grow older, I think that there might be something to it.
Sure.
It's not any crazier than the fact that you got a vaccine.
Well, we'll see if in 5 years we all end up keeling over and dying because it ended up being a complete disaster. Well, then cool. You can then good for you. You got to be alive.
It's a kill switch.
Yep. It's not. It's not.
Okay, so let's get into the final part of this episode. So no more theories, no more facts. But what I do have is I want to know first off, I'm pretty sure most of you are as paranoid as I am now, okay? Because like we said, most of the things we talked about today are fucking true. You don't have privacy. You have a facade of privacy. That is what's happening in America and in most countries right now, okay? So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, I'm going to be honest with you guys, not much, okay?
Yeah, we're dealing with a big old shadow over us at all times.
Yes. Yeah, there's honestly not much can be done effectively. So, you know, we've talked about this a little bit in this episode. You can cover the camera on your laptop or on your cell phone if you're feeling extra when not using it, which is honestly highly recommended, by the way. Like, there's no point to not do it. It's easy. Just get a, you can even just get a little piece of electrical tape, just plop it on there where you're not fucking using it, guys.
Easy.
Easy peasy. But the problem with this is, yeah, like now they can't see me, but they can still hear me. So, and this is a problem that's yet to be solved, okay? Because here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you don't allow microphone access across all of your apps or all your websites, depending on what device you're using. The government obviously can still just turn on your mic. So it doesn't matter what allowances you give your device.
Yeah, just because it's not in the UI doesn't mean, or user interface, doesn't mean it's not an option for them. You know, UIs are designed. They are particularly, they give us the buttons to let us do what they want us to be able to be allowed to do. But of course, that's why it's called a back door.
Exactly. As long as your device has a microphone in it and you're connected to the internet, they can literally get it anytime. Okay. So I think even with the fact that you might not be connected to the internet, they can still do that somehow. There's no escaping it. And that's a problem that is facing the microphone aspect, which is probably the most damning, by the way, if you're talking about, again, how much you want to have sex with your grandma, you don't want people knowing that. Well, it's too bad, right?
Yeah, also too, because it's like with our phones, I mean, like obviously signal is kind of low in some places, but even if you don't have Wi-Fi, you know, you could still connect to the internet.
Yeah, exactly. So even with the cell phone, you're connected, like whatever. If you have data on your phone to surf the web, you're fucked. So now there are some companies coming out with stuff to help solve this problem. Okay. And I think it's very cool. There's System 76 or something like that. They make laptops now that are geared towards privacy where it has a kill switch for microphones on the side. So when you switch that, and you can do it with the camera too. When you switch these switches, it literally cuts the power to the camera and the microphone when you're not using it. That's pretty fucking cool. But that's the only fix we have right now, and nobody's going to go out and buy one of those. So we're all kind of fucked.
Yeah, because we're all still going to buy our gamer laptop no matter what.
Yeah. So we're kind of doing it to ourselves. But yeah, it's a shame that it has to be a specialty market to get privacy.
Right.
Now, if you use a desktop, this is something that Tasker mentioned at the top of the episode. If you have a desktop and you have a webcam for it, just make sure it's always unplugged when you're not using it. That's just a rule of thumb.
Yeah, it's, to me, like, I feel like having a webcam plugged in, to me, it's like a similar alert vibe of like leaving the stove on. It's just like, oh fuck, like I left it on, like, oh boy, all right, well, I hope they didn't get anything.
Yep, they just saw me get out of the shower, you know.
Yep, they saw me sleep all night, so it's kind of weird. So yeah, I actually would recommend, yeah, definitely do that.
Another option is a VPN, okay? And this is a virtual private network. But admittedly, guys, as somebody who uses one, it only does so much, okay? Now, sure, it can mask your IP address, right? But you can still be tracked by location services, cellular data, and the accounts that you're signed into while using the VPN. And what I mean by this is if you're using a VPN, let's say, and you watch YouTube on your actual Google account, you might as well not even be using a fucking VPN. Because you're signed into your Google account. So yeah, they're like, oh, the IP address says it's coming from like from fucking Brazil, but it's this dude's Google account. So like,
not that hard to put two and two together.
and the same goes for social media and VPN. So if you're using a VPN and you're scrolling your Instagram, well, fuck off. You know what I mean? You may as well use a VPN.
Hmm. Interesting.
So there's certain things you have to think about if you're going to go the VPN route.
Yeah, you got to be a little above the curve. You got to be a little clever about it.
Exactly. And now here's another idea. It's kind of an extreme, but it works. It works probably best paired with a VPN, of course. If you really care about privacy, and you're willing to go to this level, something's wrong with you. But it's an option. Okay. Even just surfing the web, if you're just doing random ass searches, looking at articles, looking at news shit, you could use Tor, right? You could use the Onion Router to go and do all your web surfing on the deep web. But that comes with its own set of risks. Okay. And you should really know what you're doing before you try that.
Yeah, that could actually be a whole episode too. There's some creepy shit about it. Man, actually, I don't know, because doing an episode on it, it's kind of scary to me.
Well, I'll be honest with you guys. The deep web isn't as scary as a lot of the creepypastas online make it out to be, but there are risks. There are definitely some of those are true. Some of those stories are true, and you have to be, you know, it's about being smart, okay? Don't go to a website that sells hitmen. Like, 99% of the time, it's fake anyway, and it's just a government sting operation. So why would you even... First of all, why would you even get a hitman? And second of all, why would you, if you know it's a government thing, why would you go? It's just making sense.
Yeah.
It's just about being smart on the deep web. And honestly, the only thing I've ever gone in there for is because they have some very unbiased, real journalism happening on the deep web of places and countries that are heavily censored. You can find out what's really happening.
Good stuff to know.
So that's another thing. If you really take your privacy seriously, try that. Just be real careful. Never maximize the window. Okay.
Whoa, why?
Because if you maximize the Tor window, it actually has footprints that can be tracked right back to you. So you always want to leave it not full size.
Yeah, just regular windowed.
Yeah, just even smaller. Like I have like half the screen. Whatever default pops up when you open it, leave it at that.
Interesting. All right. So see, and just like you said, if you're going to use it, do some research, like know what you're doing first, because I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, and the second you expand that window, hey, they already got you.
Yep, GG.
So, guys, to summarize, it's a sad, sad time when we as a nation, and actually I'm going to say we as a world, because this is, like we said, this is happening everywhere. We have to resort to surfing the web for mundane shit on the deep web at a chance to have some privacy. It is a sad, sad time in our lives when that is the case.
Yeah, it's a bummer of a reality we live in. And yeah, and it's a hard thing to combat, because at the end of the day, most people don't want to combat it because it's like, well, who fucking cares? Yeah, they're watching me. Yeah, they're doing, but it doesn't change my day to day. So therefore, like, whatever. I'm not going to go on the deep web and put myself at risk over something that ultimately isn't going to do anything to me anyways. And for the most part, you're right. Yes, they're infringing on your privacy like crazy, but ultimately your day to day does not really change. And I think that's really a big reason why people are not super up in arms about this, is because it's like, yes, of course, my entire lifestyle is being violated, but nothing's really changing. I could still do my day to day things. Like, yeah, I could jerk off to grandma porn, but like, you know, I'm not getting arrested for it.
Yeah. And it's, there's not a whole lot you can do. Anyway, even if, I mean, we're all, everybody listening to the show is probably pissed about this, right? Because we're all on the same page about what we're interested in and the certain rights we believe we should have. But there's just not a whole lot you can do, right? And if the government wants your data and wants to spy on you, they will find a way to do it no matter how many precautions you take, okay?
Mm. I was just thinking, too, you'd be crazy if we got like a second Alexander the Great who just like took over, like just conquered the planet. And his whole goal was about internet privacy. And that's why he conquered the world, to just completely give us the freedom of browsing for our granny porn whenever we want to.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that would be pretty cool, man. It's sad that we have to wish for something like that, but we have to.
Isn't that technically just like, in like a more like positive sense, just like a new world order?
I guess so. I mean, that technically would be an NWO, but I think it's one that we could all get behind.
Something that's like, okay, that doesn't sound half bad.
Well, guys, to close out this episode, before we get into the plugs, there's one thing I need to say, okay? And I think that we can all agree with what I'm about to say. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
A very fitting end to a very American episode. There's literally nothing I could follow that up with. That was fantastic. Good job. You warned me there was going to be a song in this episode, and it was well placed.
Thank you. Yeah, so see how patriotic I am? See how I feel about this?
Fucking amazing. So thank you all for listening through to the end. Man, doozy of an episode, but it's just, we got to keep ourselves alert and ready. Chocula's, he's listening to us just as much. So when we stick it to the government, we stick it to Count Chocula just as well.
And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he was listening to us more so.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I say, it's like, you know, the closer you get to the truth, the more they want to squash you down, the more you become public enemy number one. And, you know, I'd say in the show, we're steadily rising towards that.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's getting pissed. He's getting pissed about it. And so now I have to worry about the NSA breathing down my back, talking about which testicle's bigger, and now they know, okay? My doctor doesn't even know yet, but Count Chocula also knows. So yeah. I can't win, dude.
It is a humiliating war of two fronts that we are willing to fight for you. And that's why we do this every week. And if you are listening on iTunes, if you could please give us a 5-star rate and review, that would be incredibly helpful to us. Spotify, you can click the follow button for updates. We have new episodes every single Wednesday. Instagram is at CEOTPK. YouTube is Close Encounters of the Podcast Kind. We will find all of our episodes uploaded except for Bill and Hillary Clinton part 1.
I think it was part 2 when we started calling them, you know, kid fuckers.
Yeah.
That part. Yeah, that did it. Twitter is at CEOTPK1. Facebook, Close Encounters of the Podcast Kind, or Facebook.com/CEOTPK. You can email us, CEOTPK1@gmail.com. Questions, concerns, or stories, we'd love to hear it. Discord.gg/lowercase b, number 6, capital C, capital T, number 5, capital M, capital X. Join our community, steadily growing, really fun. We have emotes. Post a meme. We'll look at it. It's fun. We also have, if you feel the need to donate, coffee, ko.fi.com/CEOTPK, our own personal tip jar. Only do it if you feel like it. It's completely optional.
That's right. We love you guys. We've had a pretty good increase in listeners lately, and we're very happy to have all of you on board.
Yeah, that's right. We needed to do a shout out to was it Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah. Something's going on in Columbus, Ohio. All right. Now I don't know what is happening over there, fellas, but continue with it. Thank you. You know, we appreciate the support. You guys are all awesome. Ohio makes great emo music, so thank you.
Yeah, we've actually this past week we've seen another huge spike in listens, and it's great. We want to keep making great episodes for all you guys, and we're just glad that you can enjoy the show, hopefully, or you're playing it just to show your friends, look at these shitty fucking guys thinking they know what they're doing, but hey, you know, it still counts as a listen.
Yeah, thanks for all that. But to each and every one of you guys, we do appreciate the listens. We appreciate the interaction. So, yeah, join our social media, our Discord. It'd be fun. Let's chat. Send me some memes.
Yep, absolutely. We look forward to them, even especially during our long... Remember, Nick and I, we're full-time workers, and we feel like shit most of the time. So it's always nice to kind of check in on that.
Yeah, totally. So, look, whether you think that you're safe from the government's ears or not... The truth is out there.
Safety is, maybe we'll find it someday. I don't know. It's not. That's kind of whack that the government, they just need an easy to get to.